hear anything.
I'm going to do a little level setting. If you want to talk about something trivial at first,
okay,
so I can play around with levels.
Okay. Are you traveling with this show?
Yeah.
Where else is it going to be?
We did New York. We would be in Cleveland and Detroit.
When in Cleveland and Detroit, do you know?
Next, yeah. We open in Cleveland the 19th till 29th, and we have only one show in June 4th in Detroit.
Where's that going to be?
Public theater in Cleveland, and in Detroit, in the University of Michigan.
In Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
My school.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Have you been there?
No, never.
I went
in Cleveland. I love Cleveland.
You said the public theater in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, June 4th.
June 4th, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready, Rob?
Yes.
Okay. First, tell me about what you do in Italy. You have your own theater there?
Not exactly. We have a space where we can work our piece, and we have, just a space for work the set. We have a great space for walking theater, not really theater, when the people come to see our show. We travel in Italy. We just have a space for real, so for working with the other actor. No, we don't have exactly one theater in Milano.
Okay, and you've done some films also.
Yeah, sometimes in film, more Stefano work with the movie. He work a lot with the movie. I don't like very much working the movie. I don't like to go to the theater, but I like go to see the movie. I don't like to make movie, but I like to make theater.
Why don't you like to work in film?
Because it make me very boring. I think it's so boring working in the movie, especially when you are, I think, having a big part, really part in the movie. Is very easy, very quiet, very very slow, I think. A theater, I like working, but I don't like watching. It's very different.
And why is that?
I don't know. I don't like watching. I think theater, I like when you're doing movies, very boring. Very boring. And I never went in. I never have a pass in the theater in my cultural, my experience. I came from professional soccer player. Was professional soccer player for 4 years, so I have a very strange life. So the theater is not something make me very excited.
Why did you give up soccer?
Because I had a problem with my family, so I did stop play soccer.
Okay, you were in...
Excuse me a minute. Marge, I'm picking up the noise of the cable being rubbed here.
Oh, so okay.
I
want to be able to take notes at the same time.
Probably.
We will see.
We'll okay. try. At least we have the other track here.
That's the idea,
yeah.
So I can...
Okay.
But you've been in a few films or not?
Yeah.
Which one?
Just one movie from Germany production, and was called Complesso di Edipo. Complex of Oedipus, I don't know, in English, Oedipo, I would say in English, Oedipo, Stefan.
I don't know, I can
Oedipo.
Look that up.
Okay, the other movie from a Swiss production. I never work in Italy.
Okay. But Stefan, you've been in a few film. What films have you been in?
Some.
The same one?
Parts.
No, he's just working in Italy. With con chi lavori?
The last one was with Bellocchio, the last one was with Cavani.
Liliana Cavani.
With Liliana Cavani.
You know Liliana Cavani from Italy?
Yeah, she is a big director. She's rehearsed. She's shooting now with Mickey Rourke. She's doing San Francesco.
And her last name is
Cavani.
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 Okay. That's interesting.
What was that?
It's wind. It's wind, but it's not a problem, is it?
No, as long as it doesn't continue constantly.
Yeah, okay. So the theme that you work with is this line between sanity and insanity.
Yeah.
Tell me why you've picked this.
because I was inside the mental hospital for 2 months, in 79, for my experience inside, because we had a law in Italy that decided to close all the mental hospital. So for me it was very strange, this decision about the Italian government. So I was inside, I discovered an incredible world inside this mental hospital. For me it was a very good experience too, like for the theater, you know, like a special way, movement and everything. So I decided to start putting the stage a true story about the mental people after this experience I did for 2 months.
And you went there just to study people who were there?
No, study. Mm-hmm. I live with the other people. Yeah, for study, but didn't was like a student go inside and, you know, I was sleep with them, eat with them, so doing everything day after day for like 2 months.
That's an extreme form of research, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely. I think it was really incredible experience and very rich experience because I really understand a lot about this world, but at the same time I have so much material for working in my theater.
So it's that experience that you're still drawing on now?
Yeah, sure, definitely, because, you know, I still go on there sometime in Rome, exactly the show we did here about the two cases. Two men, they still exist in Rome, so inside this mental hospital. I still go inside, outside this mental hospital when I have time, sure. I have no time for staying inside 2 months, it's very long now.
Did you go there because you had some experience yourself that made you question your own sanity or someone you know? What brought
you
into
this topic?
No,
really, I think it was a little case. Definitely, after when you go inside, you just understand more about your problem, about your schizophrenic way. But it was a case because I started my theater. In that same period just came this law in Italy, so I want to just put together. I didn't want to go to school about theater because I don't believe in a school. So I went inside, and after sure you'd understand more about yourself too, but your problem about, you know, imagination. Maybe because I come from this little city near Milano, there is so much violence, prostitution, drugs, you know. And all my friends, when I was a child, most they now die or in a prison. So I did this experience like maybe come out from this imagination situation.
That was all the city you came from, not
Milan.
What's the city?
It's a San Giuliano, it's a very small city, but it's very famous because there was so many bad people come from San Giuliano, like, you know, revolution or just prostitution, drugs, especially much drugs.
So that was your schooling?
Yeah, definitely.
What did it teach you about yourself?
I don't know. I teach very much the experience. I really understand. I think the people, they are so happy exist at the mental hospital because when exists the mental hospital, you understand you are normal, you know. You must to see inside the other people because it doesn't exist the mental hospital. I think everybody to be scared who normal or insanity, you know. But when exists a mental hospital, always from the man exists a mental hospital. So the people really understand, okay, that people stay inside the mental hospital, they are crazy, so I am the good one. So it's very important to reflect who is the good, who is the mental person, you know. So that was very crazy experience to believe, because believe me, most people they are inside, they are really not crazy, just they are so, they want to just escape from the real situation we live every day. That is the most problem they have. Yeah, there is so many people, they have a big problem like schizophrenic or I don't know, paranoid thing, but they need people take care about them, just not like forget about it from this society. It's very strange, the experience, really. And I believe always must exist at the mental hospital for the normal people.
Say that again.
I think always must exist a mental hospital for the normal people, for the people don't stay inside the mental hospital. You don't...
I don't think I know what you mean, no.
Just, I won't say, must always exist. It's very important to exist the mental hospital for the other people don't stay inside the mental hospital. Only that.
For those who don't stay there?
Yeah. It's very important exist at the mental hospital, to be exist the mental hospital.
It as an assurance that we don't belong there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is very important. It's very bad. It's very sorry, but that is true.
And also, I saw in one of the interviews you had done somewhere else that you thought that the actors and crazy people had a lot in common.
No, just for a little part in this life. Like, they want imagination from this society. The actor in the same time, on the same part, on the small part, for 1 hour, 2 hours, they want to just escape from herself, just don't know exactly what they're doing for 22 hours in the day, for 2 hours, just doing something really, really different from what they're doing usually. So that, I think, is very great, that the feeling, especially the feeling when you're acting, is very, it's very crazy. You feel some strange feeling inside, you know, your expression. Remember me always when I was inside the mental hospital. Not only me, I think, I take very much from that experience, but when I go and see theater, when I speak with other actor, when I speak with other people working theater, I can feel the same feeling, you know, I had the experience when I was inside. For that, I think there is very incredible relation between actor and, you know, just mental people, because always both they want to escape from the reality in some way.
And one is acceptable in society and one's not.
Sure, definitely. To be actor is very cool, like say New York, you know, to be mental person is not cool.
So what is it to be an actor portraying a mental patient, which is what you spend a lot of time doing?
To be an actor, I don't understand.
So, you take it to an extreme because you play a mental patient in your pieces. So,
give me the possibility to just express more about like an actor. For me, it's very important because I can be very open. Like you saw, I don't think I am a very traditional actor. I don't acting like. Like I know so many actors acting, so that for me was the extremity, possibility just doing the theater like I want to do, like an actor, to, you know, not only the story or the subject, everything, but like how can acting too. For that I think it's very great, the extremity to be an actor and to make a story about the mental people.
How are your pieces received in Italy?
Oh, very good. Really, very, very good. Especially the critics, they love my theater. They call it pathologic theater, you know. And, they like very much.
What does that mean, pathologic theater?
I don't know. I didn't understand, too. They start to write in Italy pathologic. They start the father of pathologic theater, you know. It's very strange. because there is no other people in Italy doing the same type of theater. But they think they want me in just... I put exactly in the stage the true story, so they call it true story about a pathologic case inside the mental hospital, so they call it pathologic theater for that reason. But I don't think there is a specific way for called pathologic theater. Definitely, I am not going to, because it's not so good. They call it pathologic theater because the people will always... It's so skeptical about.
You'd rather not have that name?
Yeah, no, definitely not. You know, just theater, that's all.
It's not normal, though, is it? I mean,
it's not normal, but it's not normal, too, when they call pathology theater. Yeah, it's very strange. And the people here at Pathology Theater, they ask him, what do you mean, Pathology Theater? You know, exactly like you ask him now. I don't think it's so good.
What would you call it?
I don't know, Strange Theater, I don't know. Funny theater, I don't know.
Funny,
because
I don't know.
It's very strange, because when there is so much audience, it's really come always funny theater. Every my piece. But when there is a small, when you saw the play, when?
Friday.
Oh, yeah. Was very few people, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult. It comes very, you know, sad and strong and, you know. But when there is big audience comes sometime, funny theater. So mm-hmm. I like it. It's, yeah, I think it's important to enjoy the people, too.
Who do you think is the audience for this? What kind of person is attracted to this story?
I don't know. I think everybody can be attracted by this story, because everybody know what is depression. Everybody have a free on our life to be a bad thing in our body, you know. And I think only the people doesn't want to see this type of theater. The people doesn't want to think maybe they can be sick one day, you know. And I think there is people they can be sure for that, you know. So I think this type of theater, really, they can see everybody, and everybody want to understand, because I think everybody sometimes don't feel really good. Sometimes have a strange thing come in the mind, you know, very conflict. I don't know, I think everybody want suicide sometime herself, you know. So I think everybody can really understand this type of theater. But I think so many people doesn't want to reflect when they come to see this feeling too in the theater. So say, why I must feel the same feeling I have when I feel depressed or bad in the theater space on Saturday night or Friday night? Why I must go pay for, have, I don't know, this type of relation too in the theater?
What do you have to say to those people who say, why should I put myself through this?
Wait, I don't understand, sorry.
What about those people who would say, why should I come to the theater to be so uncomfortable?
Oh, definitely, I don't care, you know. I think theater is very boring, so I respect when the people doesn't come to the theater, especially to come see this type of theater. But, you know, I think I want going with my street, you know, with my type of work, and, you know, in many cities, many ways, we always have a good relation with the audience. So I respect the people doesn't want to come see this type of theater, and I understand the people come and, like, in 4 days was like 5 people come back 3 times to see the play. I think it's really strange too, you know. So I respect to, because it's very good.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. There will be a review in the Sun Times tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was talking to the reviewer this morning, and I don't know exactly what's going to be in it, but he said the question that struck him was, why would anybody want to put themselves through this? It was so real that it made him uncomfortable.
And
he had a hard time urging people to go to see something so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What is your answer to that?
I didn't understand. So he think is very very upset because the people doesn't come to see something. No.
He says it made him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That you set him right in front of you and on hard benches, not even chairs. He was uncomfortable from the time he sat down. What you portrayed was very uncomfortable. And he left thinking, how can I tell people to go? This is very difficult.
Yeah, definitely. How? I don't know. Just I said before, can you go to see one little part, emotional part, about your life? I don't know. I think that the theater is very strange. It's so close. It's so uncomfortable. We take out the chair because they can see Stefano when he start the play. Only for that reason, we didn't want to, you know, put this for making comfortable the people, you know, just for help us the people looking the play better, you know. But you know, like you asking me, I think he must really say you must go to see really one part of your emotion, part of sometime you really have this feeling. I think really, like I said before, I think everybody in this life doesn't feel good in one part of the life. So I think I want to represent only this. I don't think there is so much.
And I could ask Stefan the same questions. We're going to put him to sleep otherwise.
Step out.
How do you feel about that that question? What you're doing will make your audience uncomfortable. Do you think it's something they should see, a kind of portrayal that's important for people to see?
There are two kinds of... Look, the art, it proposes often, the beauty. And the beauty, you look like something that make you fine, happy, that make you... But the theater is often... Now the theater of the avant-garde in Italy is very often a theater for, like, an entertaining, like I feel something is not so happy often, you know, and I believe everybody has this kind. But I know too. I'm sure of that the people today especially try to stop the memory, try to, maybe it's for the time of the cassette, you know, of the magnetic tape that make this, of the media, you can let your memory of the, and I believe in the theater that can help your memory, because you can is a poison for the a poison, really, for me, has a sense of in the, as a reason to be in this way when is necessary. And it's a ritual. I don't know. I'm a little ingenuous in this, because, but the Italian avant-garde today purpose often, quite always, a theater that just make you feeling or clever or happy. I don't like it at all.
It's too light.
Too
light, too funny.
Yeah, you go with your newspaper in the box. I don't like it.
You think it should be more serious?
Not serious. I want to be really happy, crying too. Not serious in a... Not seriously.
Is it difficult to play these parts for you? Is this a hard part to play?
I like this kind of work. Is very. It gives you the possibility of being. You can always look for the perfection. For the is minimal. I'm coming from. He doesn't speak about genre. I'm more. A little more intellectualist in this sense. I don't know how to say. And so I make sometimes the distinction between the genre. But in my theatrical history, it exists the minimalism. It's a part of our period. And I can work, I can think about a movement of a finger, for example, and is my street too, because I did three times completely mute, always without speaking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I played often without doing mime or
dance.
Dance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these three shows I did were the most important of my life. In this show, I say one word, so it's very more, very as a, no, okay, I'm joking, but it's the way I like it. It is just because.
And yet you, it's a very realistic portrayal. I don't think I realized you only had one word. I knew you hardly said anything, but I'm surprised. I feel like you said a lot more. Did you also study people in a mental institution, or to get those movements?
No, I have people in the family that does that for me, and so I have all the materials I need.
Professionals.
And yeah, and I can study when I want in the, but I go just in the offices. I see the mental people just from a window, never directly. I never have, often, but I never have a direct rapport with them in the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, always.
So the piece you did last year, I did not see, La Tratta.
Yeah.
That's also on the same theme, isn't it? Is it a series of vignettes, a little stories?
No. It was a story about one one old guy. This is true story too, from the south in Italy. He lived in a little I don't call apartment, the little hall, you know, and where he repaired broken plates. It's very old artigiana work in Italy.
Broken plates.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Put together the broken plates. And one day he buy a trout for it with the few money. He just work for days and days. He put the trout in the sink, and he opened the water because he wanted to kill the trout, but the trout come alive. He have not the courage to kill the trout. So at the end, he decides want to go live with the trout in the big aquarium. As there is this last scene, and you see the true trout in the big aquarium, he go with the thing for
a snorkel.
Snorkel, and he want to make the trout happy to see he can live like a fish. But he can't, he died, you know, he'd buy, what a metaphor, he buy the trout for it, but the trout hit him. Just
And do you have something else that you're working on, anything new?
No, yeah, I have idea doing one strange, but really strange adaptation of Marat Sad, Peter Weiss, Marat Sad. You know Marat Sad?
No.
Marat Sad, Peter Weiss.
Peter Weiss.
Yeah, so I think doing something
what kind
very
of
strange. It's a story about inside the mental hospital in the time of the French Revolution. So, but I want to work about only the Marat and about his obsession about the revolution. And the perversion sexual about the Marquesa Sade, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This two type of line about, you know, type of malady, I don't know, say insanity, the obsession and the sexual perversion. Just two line I won't put together in this story of Marza.
If you say it's very strange, I'll believe you. There's a line in the program, I'm going to look it up, that I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, there's never seen.
You may remember. very windy. So there will never be a science that will determine to which point your brain will resist. Is that what you're looking for, the point at which somebody will break?
Yeah, I think, not somebody. What do you say?
The point at which someone will break.
I think I saw many, really, about the study I did. You're really going crazy like that. You don't need incredible thing happening in your life. I don't know, sometimes I don't know if it happened to you. You may be in the bed and say, okay, now I'm losing my mind. It just can go like that. And I think there is nobody can help just for this, how we say, barrier, I don't know.
Barrier. So,
you know, for going, because it's very small, you know, gradino, it's very small. You can go there and go outside. You can stay here. It's really, for that piece, I like it too, because in the beginning, you really don't understand what they're talking about, because they're talking about rent a cabana, rent a chair, one guy kill his wife before go to the beach, but nobody know existence, this guy kill his wife, or just imagination. So I like it, the put together how is the similarity between, you know, to being crazy or not to be crazy, and how is very easy just going crazy. For that, I think there is never a science can decide when you're going crazy or when you stay here.
Are you trying to make people worry that maybe they are going crazy or maybe
no,
they aren't?
No, 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 really. I don't think, because I think I want to write this because I really want to explain more is how the people I know inside the mental hospital, how they really have the leader, something little different about the people outside, you know, how, because I talk with the people, how they're going crazy. It's really in an easy way, really easy way. So it just make me worry myself, just say something, how can you go in crazy very, very easy? There is never science that just decide when you go and when you're not, you know. That, no, I don't think I want to make a worry. Why? There's no reason, I think.
And then tell us a little bit about what this character does. By the end, He seems to really realize how far he's gone, and he's really sorry he can't go back.
Yeah, definitely. He have this, because it's very strange, because always when you talk with the mental hospital, with mental people, that is very leader particular thing, and the people come to see the play, they don't know it is right, they don't know why they must know. But when you talk with the mental people, say, but what do you feel exactly? At most, they say, I feel a ronzio, like a buzzing. And I always say, but how looks this buzzing in your mind? Say, like a flies, you know, zzz. We did a play like a buzzing of flies, but in this part, I think this character just make a general feeling what the people, mental people, feeling, you know. And they always say to you, I feel like a buzzing of flies in my brain, you know. So you feel sick for that. Say, yeah, but one day I can stop this buzzing. I am sure I will feel again so good, you know. So I put this story about this two guy want to go to the beach, and he can go to the beach because have this buzzing, you know. So this is true. This the story of this guy want to go to the beach is true story, and this insanity is a little bit general about the mental people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is.
Do you It's clear that you just studied how these patients look very much. I think that you both were able to really capture the look and the expression. Stefano, that's all he gets. He doesn't have the line. So you really pulled it together in a look. Describe for those in the audience, the radio audience, who won't get to see that, what are some of the techniques that you used, both of you?
But I think that the techniques we work in is really come from really a stage of tic, you know, how you call tic, when one person doing one thing so many times.
A tic, yeah.
A tic, you know. Nervous. That is very is very way how we work in. And all you see, we take like a big bag, you know, for our experience, just for looking. You stay inside 2 months. I did like 8 shows, and 8 shows there is, believe me, like 10 different tic, you know. It's really so. This is how put together all this experience, and we working with this tic in some way. This is our technique. I don't think there is technical in a school of actor. They can show you the tic of mental people.
Okay. The other thing you use a lot is noises and sounds.
Yeah. Especially, but is Stefano working more with the sound?
They exist in the, speaking about technique, it exists the hypnotism. A lot of people call it a technique, but in the reality you don't need a laurea for doing. And the most diffused way of hypnotizing people is fucking, is making love, is the because is the most diffused way of changing the state of conscience of other people. And it exists, maybe a technique for fucking too, you know, but often is more productive, is more efficace.
Effective.
When you don't use any strategy. But you can know the strategies. Is important to know, I think, the way, the strategies of doing this. Speaking about hypnosis, because they use a lot of this kind, the rhythm of the breath, the movement of the eyes, or the very small words, the words who haven't who have a sub logic. Something.
Like what? Can you give me an example?
In this show, is an history. I try to begin to do a step, beginning the show, and to go somewhere. If I give you an example, I give you an example when I say you when I want to go, but I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to find a rapport with the public. So I want to change myself too, because I don't know who is the public looking the show,
mm-hmm.
seeing the show. So for that, the strategy you have to forget, like usually an actor. All the actors, the clever actors, they say that you have to forget the technique and the strategies. To feel somebody says like flying, no, is a very rhetoric word, but we use in the theater to understand what happened sometime in the very best moments of the theater, you know.
So it's not so much a conscious effort to, you're not so much trying to be this character as a technique, but you're just sort of carrying along.
Yeah.
Okay. What I would like you to do is some of the scenes, a few of the scenes from the play, to just show the range of what it is, so that we could record that also. a couple I had in mind, the scene you described about the cabana describing that one, and the one with, about the flies at the end also. Mm-hmm. And also, and I don't know if you want to just do this more spontaneously or some segment from the show itself, but some of the sounds and noises that you use to get your points across without speech. I would just, if there's a certain part that you want to do.
Yeah, we can make together, you know, when I'm talking, sometimes you can do some line what you're doing.
In the play.
Cioè lei ha detto perché non fate la scena della cabina e quella delle mosche, però diceva, però io volevo che anche Stefano poteva dare questa idea dei suoi suoni, delle sue cose, e ha detto magari possiamo
fare teratologia è difficile, perché questa cosa?
Perché vogliono registrarlo.
Lei la sente efficace, lo sta facendo qui. Vabbè, fagli un pezzo, però io non la vedo molto.
No, I think it's don't be, you know, good doing one scene. He have nothing to do with sound. He's just doing sound because we want doing sound. You understand, Marjorie?
Yeah.
It's an history, so is to that goes from to somewhere. I don't know where.
You can do those two scenes though.
Yeah,
do those and see what we come up with from there.
Recita gli un pezzo, Dario, io vado a prendere le sigarette.
About Giovanni rent everything, eh?
Yeah.
Tommaso, you know, I saw Giovanni a week ago. You know what?
I'm sorry, can we stop for a second? Okay, we're recording.
Forgive me if I... Whoa, whoa.
No, just that. No, cazzo, vedete, non mi faccio il cane.
Eh?
No, non mi piace.
Okay. No. Tommaso. I saw Giovanni a week ago. You know what he said to me? He said he rent everything for this summer. Yes. So great, he just rent everything. He rent a big chair, two big chairs, one for him, one for his wife, one for him. He said, two big chairs. He rent a big umbrella near to the sea. It's great, everybody want umbrella near to the sea. But you know what was the news of this season? You know Tommaso? No, you don't know nothing, Tommaso. He rent for this season a cabana in the beach. Oh my God, a cabana in the beach. It's a dream of everyone have a cabana in the beach. You know why, Tommaso? Because how can be big a cabana? 50 centimeter by 50 centimeter? But you have a villa in the beach. Yes, a villa is a great a cabana. So small cabana, but you feel have a villa. Because you can put inside your big chair, you can put your cold water, you can change every morning. But what you do inside the cabana? You go inside for cleaning your ass, because always there is a sand inside your ass. He's so great inside the cabana. And what he doing? He's just going crazy the night before to leave and kill his wife.
You went through it too fast, I think. Did you
want to try
it again? Is it easier if you
do it? It's very difficult. I have a problem. I have a problem with the camera too. Doing
it's hard for you just to pick it up.
Okay, I can do it one more time. Okay, but between this part, between...
Yeah, that's the part.
I guess so hard. Okay. So I start for me. Oh, the brain of Giovanni went in crazy, not my brain, Tommaso. Tommaso, I say the brain of Giovanni went in crazy, not my brain. Tommaso. I saw Giovanni a week ago.
Yes. And you know what he said to me? He said to me, he just rent everything for this summer. Yes, everything. It's great. He just prepared every little thing for this summer. It's so beautiful. He rent two big chair. You know, the big chair you use in the beach. One for him, one for his wife, one for him. He rent just an umbrella. Yes, a big umbrella near to the sea. Oh my God, everybody like umbrella near to the sea. But you know what he rent for this summer? Do you know Tommaso? No, because you don't know nothing, Tommaso. He rent a cabana. Yes, a cabana in the beach. Oh my God, a cabana in the beach. It's a dream. Oh, everyone have a cabana in the beach. You know why, Tommaso? Because how can they be big? 50 centimeters by 50 centimeters? But you have a feeling of a villa in the beach. It's so beautiful. When you go in the morning inside, you close the cabana, you look outside the leader, and you change your costume. Or when you put your chair, or when you can put your cold water. But what you do inside the cabana in the summer? What you doing the most important inside the cabana? You go inside for cleaning your ass. Because always there is a scent to go inside your ass. And what they doing, Giovanni? He just killed his wife before the night before to leave.
Can you pick it up from there?
I what?
You could just pick that part up again and we can fix it.
Oh. And what he doing? He just killed his wife the night before to leave. It's so stupid. After this other part, what a most stupid we are, Giovanni. Can we do the other scene of the flies?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a recording of the plane? No, I have not.
No, it's fine.
I don't exist. It's very difficult to work without object, my God. Tommaso, you never went to the brain butcher, the people called the psychiatric. The people they think I was not made the brain. The people they think I was not made the brain, but they are not sure I was made the brain. You know, Tommaso, one time I read about one brain butcher from Italy. His name is Lombroso. You know what he did? He just cut the brain of the people. Yes, no, he cut like that. The brain of the people didn't think the right thing, like normal, perfect, or regular. He just looked inside the brain. It was something just but the brain. What are you doing, Tommaso? I'd like to know one day a brain butcher can cut my brain. I like one day make a check inside my brain. You know why? Because sometimes I don't feel good and I don't understand what's happening inside my brain. What's your problem, Tommaso? Why do you move like that? I think everybody must make a check inside the brain, especially in the summer before I go to the beach. Hey, Tommaso, what's your problem? The people doing blood tests, heart tests, I want to make a brain test. Tommaso. Come on, Tommaso. If you want to look inside my brain, you can do it. Yes. I said, if you want to watch inside my brain, you can do it. I have no problem. But don't hurt me, Tommaso. Try to be gentle, please. Gentle. No! 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 hurt me, Tommaso. You hurt me. But you see something inside my brain. Tell me everything is normal inside my brain. Tell me everything is negative inside my brain. I was sure everything is normal inside my brain. Maybe now I can go to the sea. Tell them everything is normal inside my brain. I was sure everything is normal inside my brain. What, Tommaso? You see something inside my brain? You see something inside my brain, Tommaso? Tell me if you see something inside my brain. Tommaso, you see something inside my brain? You must tell me if you see something inside my brain, because this head is my head. I was born with this head. Sorry, but I was born. This head is your head. If one day I see something inside your head, I tell you. Yes, only you. Nobody! Only you, Tommaso. So if you see something inside my brain, you must tell me. Only me, Tommaso. Tell me everything is normal. Tell me everything is normal, Tommaso. I was sure everything is normal inside my brain. Inside my brain. It's so beautiful. You look how many flies I have inside my brain. Now I understand why sometimes I don't feel good. There's flies inside my brain. They build a little town inside my brain. Oh, so pretty. This flies inside my brain. Look, Tommaso. They use the lobbies like a street. It's so great. It's so good, this flies inside my brain. Oh, look, Tommaso. They use the cervelletto like a prison. So there is a bad flight. There is a bad flight inside my brain. It's very good. Put a bad flight inside the prison. I want everything perfect inside my brain. Yes, like that. It's so pretty, this flight inside my brain. Look, Tommaso, come here. Look, they're doing a part of my brain. They did a mental hospital. So there is a crazy flight. There is a crazy flight inside my brain. So put a crazy flight inside the mental hospital. I want everything perfect inside my brain. Yes, like that. Very good flies. Very good flies. Tell me, flies. Where you do the circus this season? Where? Here? No. This season we make here. This is the stadium. Perfect. Everything is perfect now inside my brain. Tommaso. I have flies inside my brain. Look, Tommaso. Look. There's some flies go to the sea inside my blood. Oh, I know what was the splash. Splash, 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 I feel some time in my brain. How the flies got to the sea in my blood. Tommaso, who gives this permission? The flies come inside my brain. Who gave the permission this fly make me don't feel good sometime? For how many longer I have this fly inside my brain? Tommaso, Maybe I was born with the flies inside my brain. If I was born with the flies inside my brain, I am normal. I think so many people born with the flies inside their brain. Tommaso, it's much better to born normal with the flies inside your brain or to born handicapped without the flies. It's much better if they operate your brain or your sex. It's much better if they rape your wife or your mother. Tommaso, it's much better in the life. It's much better to rent a cabana or the umbrella. What do you think, Tommaso? Can I go to the sea with the flies inside my brain? I think, can I go? Because in the summer, in the summer there is so many people with the flies inside my brain, but nobody can see, nobody. Maybe they cannot see my flies too. And so many people tell me the water of the sea can help for your secrets. And maybe this fly dies inside my brain. I can come back normal like the other people, Tommaso. I want to go to the sea. Why you don't make a sandcastle? Big sandcastle, Tommaso. We must make a big sandcastle, Tommaso. Was the longer,
yeah.
Myself, but for sure they have me a lot. Mm-hmm. We go in San Francisco, Los Angeles by in October, the new season. We go Los Angeles 2 weeks in Ensemble Studio Theater.
In October?
Yeah, 2 weeks, and 1 week in San Francisco, but they didn't decide the theater.
What
the
theater in LA?
Ensemble Studio Theater.
Ensemble,
Studio Theater.
Ensemble Studio Theater in October.
In October, 2 weeks. The 10 October, the 23 October.
10 to 20?
Yeah.
And then San Francisco, you don't know where yet?
After the 20. We don't know yet the theater. We should go there, but we don't know yet the theater.
With this show?
Yeah. With this show, yeah.
Good. So you're going to stay a while?
Yeah. No, I go back in June in Italy because I must work the new season in Italy. And I come back in September. And yeah, I work a lot here in the United States because now I direct in this Italian festival, La Mamma Theater in New York. I'm the director of this festival. So we're doing it every year. So next year I bring the United States Lina Wetmuller and she's doing a play for stage. So,
when is the festival in New York?
This season we did in April, and next season will be in June, the first 3 weeks in June, La Mama. So I work a lot in the United States. I must learn better English.
You're doing pretty well.
It's not easy.
No, it's not. They gave me something, and I don't know where this came from.
I don't know.
About your English, where did it say?
This was the last time.
Yes.
This? Yeah, but this is, was the last my play.
From your other play? Yeah.
Same. Yeah. It was right in English, like I say, you know.
Oh, I see.
This it was the last my play, the review too. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The last.
Yeah, I have a couple.
Yeah, the trial.
Yeah, I had a couple of reviews of that, and I also talked to the people here who had reviewed it. Yeah, this one was really
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-mm. This is new. We had so many reviews came out, but in Italian, I think.
Yeah, that's what they said. They had a lot. But they have quite a bit of material here, too. This
was
very nice.
It was very good. Very good interview
mm-hmm.
in Cleveland. We had an incredible success in Cleveland, I don't believe. Because everybody said to me, strange city. But the audience we had in Cleveland was really incredible. We had like full house for 2 weeks. With the trout, the last mm-hmm. time I played. I hope it's just going very well this time too, but
I like very much.
Interesting.
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the people say, "Oh my God, you're going Cleveland. Why you go there?" And they say,
"Cleveland's kind of a joke."
Yeah.
You know, here.
But it was really good. Good experience. Really, believe me. Very good. The people remember me. The same audience we did. We had in Holland. I think the best audience really. In Holland's really great. The people they want, especially this type of theater. I don't know why they love it in Holland.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But when I finish the play, like 100 people come to see, 100 people don't leave. They want make me a question for hours and hours. I remember one night in Rotterdam, I opened the show 7 o'clock, we finished 8 o'clock, and 1 o'clock in the night, we're still talking with the audience.
In New Orleans, did you say?
No, in Rotterdam, Holland.
Oh, in Holland.
Holland, you know, it's really incredible. Believe me, the experience. It's really, really incredible. Yeah.
Have the American audiences? You said some people come back to see you again.
Yeah.
Again.
But I don't understand. Like one girl, she's really pretty. She's really, you know, open girl, just looking. But she came back 3 times. But never she tried to talk with me for 3 times. I think it's really strange because I don't know. I never go back more one time in the theater, never. If it's really beautiful or I don't know, something again, my personality. But you know, when I want to see something one more time, I really like talk with. Hey, she doesn't. She come and she said to Tom, "I try to come again before they close next week." I don't know what's the problem, but.
So you're gonna stop her? You want to talk to her?
Yeah, I want to just asking her why she came back so many times. And you know, there was many people like in New York. They come and say, you know, I like your play because I have my mother inside the mental hospital. I have my brothers have a schizophrenic problem. You know, they really talk and say, you know, I understand very much about your work. So I like to know. The people, the feeling, why they come back one more time to see the show. So I want to be asking her.
But you didn't know anyone who had been in the institution. That isn't how you got into it, by knowing someone who had been in an institution.
No.
What exactly brought you into the topic?
What exactly?
What got you interested in the topic? What made you go there? To study?
I didn't was inside for study. The beginning I was inside because it was this law that they would decide to close out the mental hospital. So when I went inside, I decided to study because the world was really incredible. Incredible world inside. They have incredible world, especially at night. They never sleep. It's incredible, like a cat, you know. They have a second life at night, you know, so just make me really crazy. I think was the most important experience I ever had. I think everybody must do some experience like that. So many people said to me, "Oh my God, I went to inside the prison, but never went inside the mental hospital." Like, my God, something. But it's really great experience, really. I must to say, really, everybody must have just experience.
So you were there as a you wanted to see what it was like before it closed? You went to protest to try to get them to leave it
open? No, just I want to say what's happening before they close. That was incredible moment because really you talk with the patients, say, "No, I don't want to go home because my family doesn't want to take care about me. I don't want to live in the street who give me food, who give me..." So many people die when they decide. So that moment they, you know, understand. That was bad, close to the mental hospital. I want the people is a little bit sick, just can come back to society, but you must have the support outside, you know. That is the problem in Italy. They want to close it, but without the support. So what's happening with these people? Just they die, or just the people, you know, you don't know where they went at night, it's dispersed, you know.
So did they close or did they change the model?
No, now they close, but they still open. All the mental people, they're still inside there. They go outside at 9 o'clock in the morning, but they go back at 6 in the afternoon, you know. It's very strange. It's very difficult situation now in Italy, because the law said we closed, but still exist, but in very bad way, because the nurse or the people work there, they treat the mental people in the sexy way, in the violence way, in the economic way, in every way, you know. So, but they still want to stay inside, because the family doesn't want these people, and especially the people out is a little bit afraid about these people.
So the government, I believe, too. The government doesn't run them anymore.
No.
They run private.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Anything else that we didn't cover that you want me to know?
No, I think we cover everything.
I think so.
Thank you.
Okay. Everything's okay then.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?